So, listen, we haven't done a lot on this because I really don't have any issue with the decision that Dan Quinn made. Like, I totally get. Go for the extra point. Extend the game. You've got momentum. You've scored two touchdowns in 2.5 minutes, right? You're finally cooking. You're the better team. You're the rested team. You're at home. They played on Monday night. They traveled. I get that your place kicker has stunk today. I get it. For that reason, I guess I found myself in hindsight more willing to accept if they had gone for it and gone for the two-point conversion because he missed the 51-yarder, because he missed the extra pointer early in the third quarter, because he's coming off the injury. He hasn't, at that point, flubbed the onside kick for the second kickoff return yet. He hasn't obviously missed the second extra point yet. But he had just made a 51-yard field goal that you asked him to make to try and get you back to within one score from down 10 to down 7. Just kicked it. Just made it. So, and I understand Jaden Daniels had the two-point conversion, again, on the carry right, student body right, whatever you want to call it. I got it. For that reason, I would have been more willing to accept, understand if Dan Quinn wanted to go for two because of all of that. But I got to be honest with you. I'm not one of these I think everybody knows this. I'm not one of these number nerds. I'm not one of the analytics amigos. I'm not, go for it and, go for broke and bust all in one shot. Because, again, the one play, right, we're in this spot, and we've seen plenty of teams do it, the one play, yes, like, just common sense-wise, is probably about a 50-50 make or break, right? And you lose the game if you don't make it. You lose the game, okay? But if you make it, Matt, you, yes, take the lead. The game ain't over, one. So you can still lose. But here's why it's not a true 50-50. Okay? Because even if you say it is, and again, I don't know what all the two-point conversion numbers are and whatever. I don't care. Even if you say it's a 50-50 chance that you're going to make the two-point conversion, that's better than going into overtime like all the Brendan Darrenomics. Here's the problem. We've seen way too many times. They miss calls. Bad officiating. A bad snap. A bad execution. The wide receiver slips and falls. There's a blown defensive pass interference. A blown face mask. A blown whatever the case. So it's not really a 50-50. You disagree.
I very much so disagree. Because
tell me where I'm wrong.
So where you're wrong is the fact that at 1 minute, 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter, that's when Siebert hit the field goal.
Right.
When
51-yarder, right.
51-yarder.
Mm-hmm.
We had 21 seconds left when McLaurin got his touchdown. So there's correct. 21 seconds left in the game. You just, in the last minute, 20 seconds, completely stopped them on defense and then rolled on their defense 82 yards on a crazy play. You have them out of position. You have them second-guessing themselves. And so what do? You don't shove it down their throats. There's 21 seconds left. My thought is, if you go for it and go for the kill and miss it, I'm going to be upset, but I'm going to be happy that you tried. Because with how this offense was playing the entire game up until the last, 5 minutes, they were not going to. The best that we were realistically going to do in that overtime period was go maybe one first down and then end up having to punt it because there was no middle of the middle of the field for us yesterday was awful. We were abysmal in the middle of the field. We could not, it kept on being a pass and then pass, first down, run, pass, drop, pass, mm-hmm. punt.
Well, it hurts when you lose your starting running back essentially for the whole game on the first play.
It does, and I don't want to diminish that.
Right.
But when you have offensive presence right at the end of the game, you are wearing
when
down their
when
defense.
When you're hot and when you have momentum is,
and
is
their
your point.
Defense is, their right. defense just got worn down because you just ran Correct. Down their throats. What do? You finish the job.
Okay, but you...
And then you don't have to do an onside
punt. What would
punt.
You say the percentages are? And again, I don't know what... And I don't care because every situation is different. So anybody that's going to shove analytics down my throat and say, you know, teams converted a clip of 48%, whatever, I don't care because every situation is different. Just because teams do it at a 48% clip or whatever the number is, doesn't mean that that's going to be the exact scenario that plays out. But let's just use 50-50 as a... Like, it's a 50-50 coin flip, right? How you pick your games,
yeah.
right? Okay, so you just grant me that, right?
I'll give you that.
If we agree, 50-50. Okay. So you don't buy that, again, all of the situations that I mentioned that could go horribly wrong, bad snap, bad execution, slip and fall, bad blown call, bad miss, whatever... You don't buy that lowers then the 2-point conversion makeability versus a 35-yard extra point, which is considered still
it is
not a chip shot, but it is still considered a very makeable kick.
It is hilarious to me that you're even asking that question and specifically bringing up bad snaps, because what happened?
A bad snap.
So,
but Tressway got
you're
it down.
Have, you're going to have people that
the
can...
The snap and the hold issue, was not the issue.
Well, but you would assume that if he saw it was a bad snap, maybe he took a half step, and that's why he didn't get the right angle, because it seemed like he hit it with his ankle. You don't kick. He hit it
It looked
poorly.
Like, it looked like if your foot is your hand, right?
Yeah,
it looked like he hit it with not the heel, not the toes, but he like angled
he hit it with
in
his, like,
and
wrist.
He hit it like with the fat part of his hand or in the fat part of his foot, if
yeah.
you will.
It was, I think that he had a bad run up because of the fact that he saw it was a bad snap.
I mean, that
and he
could
tried
be.
To save it,
but he was given the opportunity, obviously, to say that and say that the timing was off. Now, maybe he didn't want to throw his teammates under the bus.
The end,
I don't know.
But kicker is a solitary position.
Right.
In the end, you either make it or you don't. Yes, there are circumstances, but in my mind, you're saying, oh, 50-50 because things can go wrong. Well,
I'm saying less than 50-50 because I got to depend on the officials not to blow a call. I got to depend on everything, on my operation being right and luck being on my side.
There were two missed extra point attempts.
Right.
So we're looking at going into that 0-for-1.
Right, correct.
We're going into a 1-0 for 2-point attempts.
Correct.
But
he had also just made a 51-yard field goal, which is the same operation, only 16 yards further.
Yeah. I would just say that in that situation, given what's on stake and given what the two sides of that, how effective they have been, either in red zone, because the moment we were in red zone, we were scoring. We didn't have the stops that was constant field goals like we had in previous years. We were actually moving when we were in red zone. So
yeah, the problem was they weren't getting into the red zone very often.
No, and that was the issue.
Right.
Middle of the field,
right.
if we're going into overtime, you're going to have to go through that, and you have had issues all game. So on one side, you have we can end this, and if it goes badly, it goes badly. But we fought. And the other one
if it goes badly, you not only lose, but what you're saying is you lose, you fought, you feel like you left it all out on the table. And I would guarantee you the fan base would be a lot of the fan base, not everybody, a lot of the newer age fans, sub 40, yourself included, would be like, hey, man. We went down fighting.
You put your cards on the table.
Yeah. Whereas I'm much more of a let's do what theoretically should give us the best chance to either extend or win a game.
And in my mind, that entire game felt conservative. It felt like they weren't on their, like, they didn't have their timing right. There was issues across the board with just completions, the running game was awful.
Exactly. That's why you shouldn't do what you're advocating for them to do.
A lot of what they were doing, what felt like very conservative plays. The moment that they were like, you know what? just we're going to give it to Terry and let him just do what he does and not play super duper conservative in that regard. Let him run down the middle of the field with 21 seconds left, knowing that we need to get more points.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was the moment that I was like, this is what Commanders should be doing. We have the skill and we have the people that if they can make those moves, we're capable.
All right, so I want to take you back to first quarter, fourth and two at the Dallas 32. This is another situation where at times Dan Quinn has gone for this, and at times Dan Quinn has backed off and been a little bit more conservative. He chose to be conservative here at fourth and two from the Dallas 32, 48 seconds left to go in the first quarter before the turnover, a 51-yard field goal, no good, bad. It was an ugly duck. Again, some people wanted him to go for it because he missed the field goal. If he would have made the field goal, I'm sure people would have been fine. But because he missed it, that caused people to go, oh, Dan Quinn should have gone for it on fourth and two. Now, in real like time, sitting there watching it, I didn't have a major problem because you have no Brian. Brian Robinson is back in. I shouldn't say no Brian Robinson. Yeah, Brian Robinson back in.
Eckler's so still good at this point.
Eckler's still good at that point. The passing game has not gotten going at all, but it's only the second possession of the game. I think I have a bigger issue with DQ not going for it in that spot than kicking the extra point to tie up the game late.
And weirdly, I don't know how much I agree with that.
Well, it shouldn't surprise. I mean, now he made a 51-yarder later, and that DQ asked him, but that was at the other end of the field, right? So I don't know if wind was a factor or whatever. Here, fourth and two from the Dallas 32 in a game that's still 3-0 Washington at the point. I understand you're trying to like get points because you don't think their offense can keep up with you. So get it. But 51 off a kicker that's not known for having a booming leg and also who just missed two games is not an automatic. It is not. Now, he kicked a 41-yarder the previous series, but this is a 51-yarder. It's not a 42-yarder. I had a bigger issue with him not going for it on fourth and two there with Robinson back. Now, if Robinson was out still, I could at least say, well, I didn't have my number one running back. Now, I'm not saying Brian Robinson was healthy. He wasn't right even after he came back. He was valiant. He tried to come back. It was the first play of the game. He got twisted. He was down. He immediately came out. He only had 5 carries on the entire game, okay, and didn't play really at all in the second half. Maybe he had a snap, but I don't think he did. I know he didn't have a carry. To me, I have a bigger issue again. Like, if we're just comparing the two decisions, and we'll ask Jay this, comparing the two decisions, I would have rather Dan Quinn have gone for it, because here's also what happens when you go for a 51-yard field goal and you don't make it, for whatever the reason. The Cowboys then took over at the Dallas 41. Again, it's not. Let me repeat. It is not where the original line of scrimmage is, which is the Dallas 32. It advances to the spot of the kick. So you're giving Dallas an somewhat anemic offense. They weren't anemic yesterday. The ball at the Dallas 41 if you miss the kick. So you see where I'm getting at? So to me, like, I don't know. I'm normally okay, especially in today's day and age, where kickers kick longer field goals than they used to, but this guy ain't one of them. Seibert can kick 50-plus yarders. He has, and he did. But it's not like There's no question. It's not like he's known for a booming leg. It's like the old place kicker here, Kai Forbath, who wound up hating me. Oh, God, did he hate me? Because I had the audacity to be right and to criticize him when he would miss like 37-yard field goals routinely. The bottom line is Seibert, if you keep asking him to kick 50-yarders, you're going to lose probably more than you're going to win. If you balance out the scale of justice. And again, you're giving the Cowboys, who don't, not that they don't need any help, they need help, but you're giving a team that needs help 8 extra yards. Or 7, yeah, I mean, it's technically like 7.5 extra yards. You get the point.
And I think that's, honestly, that's the rub of all of this. Because before the show, I was talking with Toby, the youngest in charge, and... We were talking about how the game.
I hope a certain somebody didn't hear that because he is very. He gets very offended by that.
But we were talking about how the game just hurt, and a big portion of that was we saw Dallas as not a great team. They didn't play great. They didn't play very well at all. It was just we did nothing to stop them.
Correct. Which is why I think the defense deserves a little bit more blame than they're ultimately getting.